inviting you to Patreon at Lucid Live Vibes for an ad-free experience. Patreon is a free app, and you can follow Lucid Live Vibes for free as well. There is also an 1111 Patreon portal membership for the podcast, half cast, and more, only on Patreon at Lucid Live Vibes. Now entering the Lucid Live Vibes portal, opening the entrance, the doorway, the gateway that is the Lucid Live Vibes podcast. Welcome to the podcast. I have a guest today. Welcome, Mike.
Hello there. Glad to be here again.
Mike has all the perspectives. I wanted to invite in a man, a guy. I'm a woman. We're going to be talking. Well, actually, we're just going to allow this podcast to be what it is.
Flow.
Right. Because these podcasts are never scripted or edited. That's right. I don't edit these. There's no script. However, we do have coffee today. So there's coffee. Mike just made us coffee. Cheers. Cheers. Oh my goodness. It's still super hot. Well, perfect. So we thought we would pop on to have a conversation with you. I've been hearing from you guys and I love it. And Mike is over on X. He's also in the Patreon 1111 portal. So you guys can see him in the chat, in the comments, on Patreon, but also over on X, OG Mikey Mac. And I am at Lucid Live Vibes on X. You guys have been direct messaging me on Instagram, on X. You've been leaving me comments, and I've been receiving emails at lucidlifevibes@gmail.com. So we want to hear from you. Express yourself. Express yourself. You can be heard. And we also get the idea of sacred space. You don't have to be public. You don't have to go public. There's so many ways to private message us, direct message, send an email. So join the conversation. This season four of the podcast is in real time. Now it's timeless. So no matter when you're listening, it's perfect for you in that moment. However, we have been doing podcasts. I have been doing podcasts based on hearing from you, the feedback, what you want to hear, what you want to talk about. And it's fun having Mike on the podcast because, well, he's a man. I'm not a man. I don't have that perspective. Now, we're both Gen Xers, and our son is Gen Z. He's in his early 20s. And I think it's a lot of fun to see things from different angles, different perspectives. And Mike has this unique ability. Now, maybe it's because he's a Live Path 11. His birthday equals 11, which is also interesting because our wedding anniversary equals 11. And, you know, this 11, the balance of 11 equals 2, the duality, both sides. So there's always this both sides, and there's always a different perspective. And so we've been talking about intuition being that innate instinct. And I believe the psychic abilities are also innate for all humans and probably all animals. I think it's innate to being life force, creation energy. It's just part of the electromagnetic experience of living life is what I think. And so in this podcast, I thought it would be a lot of fun to open the doorway to many perspectives and many thoughts as we continue to explore and unravel the human energy field and maybe the human experience and maybe what we're experiencing right now in this present moment on planet Earth. And so a few things have been coming forward. I have some people in my coaching, my one-on-one coaching program, and one of them today sent me a text that said, I wish everyone could experience something like getting coaching or the opportunity to really know themselves. And it's interesting because I believe self-knowing is self-mastery. You know, there's no secret when you know yourself, right?
Absolutely. It's the most important thing in my mind.
And
being as close to yourself as possible, knowing yourself as best.
Because you can balance out from there. You can balance in your knowing.
Absolutely.
So really, when you think about self-knowing, self-mastery, it's really this balance. And for me, I always go back to this Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity, everything's layered, where it's layered, mental, emotional, physical, pillars of the human experience. But there's also like the headspace, the mind, your voice, your throat, right? Your expression is even in there, but your sight, insight, the pineal gland, so much more even going, the inner ear, the cerebellum. I mean, I could go the atlas, the C1 vertebrae holding, you know, what's holding your brain and your skull, that alignment all the way down, your nervous system. So for me, part of this self-knowing and balancing, it's also that physical. But there's also the heart going on, right? So it's mental, emotional, physical. You've got your head, the whole head space, the heart. And then for me, it's that gut, the gut instinct, the gut knowing. And our gut is the second brain. It is that brain-body connection. And so what I find fascinating is a lot of people say spiritual or spirituality. And for me, that's just non-physical. And it's part of the human experience. But again, there's so many perspectives. And so just to go further with the text from somebody in my coaching today that really resonated, my response was, I agree that for everybody to have this opportunity of self-knowing, like knowing who they are, not who somebody else says that they are, right? But like who you really are, your truth. The soul loves the truth. Your truth, your knowing, your past, present, future. Not everybody else's. That projection onto you, that having to buy into or believe into, right? That cult culture. That self-knowing. It really is everything because that's the foundation that you balance within, that you create and you grow and you live life from. And so if you don't have that awareness of who you are and where you are, then you're open to kind of things happening to you in a way and getting caught up in what's happening. And there's a lot happening.
There's a lot. My Master 11 self is going off right now. There's so many different perspectives I'm thinking of that I don't even know what to say.
Right, because there's so many perspectives. Okay, so here's where I was getting to, is that it's not a one-size-fits-all. So it's interesting because I've been really offered this opportunity of writing a book. And it's actually writing a book with someone else. And it feels so right. But at the same time, I always say I don't write books because I wouldn't want to define it for someone else. We all perceive and receive in different ways. There's so many perspectives. There's so many life experiences. So there's no way to replicate my one-on-one coaching within a book or a podcast. I mean, I attempt to, you know, topically take things from the coaching that I see and share that. However, we're all experiencing something different. We all have a different past, present, future. We all have different life experiences. We all, you know, and then there's the ego and subconscious, and then our consciousness, right? That awareness, self-awareness. And some people are just not aware of self. A lot of people are so disconnected from themselves. And a lot of people focus on others. And so it's not a one size fits all. It's not, you know, we're not all experiencing. So the conversation can't be the same with everyone.
No, even the things that we agree on come from our ideas, come from our own experiences. So we look at even the things that we agree on differently.
Right. Regardless. Right. And that was, you know, this is kind of the problem with social media, that you and I as Gen Xers, we were able to experience like the first half of our life without social media, where it does feel like on social media, you don't get to know somebody in the layers and like how they really feel about something. Instead, it's like this pitting, right? Left, right, red, blue, them or us, right? Us or them.
Life as a kid back then was like reading a book, where your imagination were the things that were, that drove you, really. Nowadays, I don't even know how to explain it. It's not just writing a book anymore. You have so much information that it's, I liken it to like listening to somebody on the radio for years and years and years, and you never see their face. Once you finally see their face, it can change your perspective on what you've even heard from them.
You know what's so funny? I'm a big Vinny Napolitano. You know this, true crime. And anyways, yeah. I love Vinny and his Tangent podcast, his guys. And I was listening to a live stream while I was cooking the other day, and they were talking about this. And they asked him, they said, hey, you're a radio personality. When people see you, how do they respond? Are they shocked? He said, oh, used to, yes. But now there's websites and social media. People see my face now everywhere. Before, yeah, it was just my voice. And they would maybe see a billboard, or, you know, they would see me here or there and be like, oh, that's what he looks like. Absolutely. You know, there's another thing that you have always talked about is this book cover.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's even more interesting is that wherever you're listening to this podcast, which it's on Spotify, Amazon Music, Patreon, but it's also on RSS, and RSS is a free feed. And the RSS feed, you can see everything. And there's also many other places the podcast is through RSS. The very last podcast to this one, so the one before this prior, is a meditation. And in the, it's like the essence of you and connecting with yourself, stepping into your heart space, the void of you, not the darkness, but the stillness within, that deep connection to who you are, your soul. In the stillness, there is knowing. And I say in this meditation, opening the book of you, this was, again, it's the last podcast, wherever you're listening to this. If you just go to the previous, it's a meditation. And it's 21 minutes, 12 seconds long, 2112, that mirror number, the mirror of you, stepping through that. And so it's interesting because the mirror has been coming forward a lot. And this idea of book and book cover. And it's fascinating that you would be here. I mean, really, it's a synchronicity. There's no coincidence, right?
Coincidence? No.
It's a coincidence, not coincidence. So are you aware of the communication, the guidance all around? Because the messages are everywhere, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I always think of E.T., the movie E.T., the Reese's Pieces, you know, how he's picking up the Reese's Pieces and it's guiding him. That's what I feel like synchronicities. And I have a podcast about synchronicities. There's a podcast for that, of course. but you're just, you know, picking up all the Reese's Pieces, the messages the guidance, because it's everywhere and it's guiding you to that best possible path for you. If you would pick up those magical breadcrumbs, right? The Reese's Pieces.
Absolutely.
ET phone home, right? You want to connect to home, right? I resonated with that movie. Oh, are you kidding me? I loved ET.
That was our generation.
I know. I was so in love. Okay. So back to the book cover, because I could go on and on about this idea of a mirror, but you with the book cover, I love this.
You know, there's the old saying, don't judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say originally that was what it meant. Like, don't judge a book just by the title of it. Get into it, read it, learn it, educate yourself about it, and you'll enjoy it that much more. Same goes for people. Don't judge a book by its cover. You might meet somebody and see what you see, and it might not initially jive
for vibe, right? Like vibe, like your initial vibe. Like, that's so true, because you could get caught up on something that doesn't even matter, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And then when you actually open the book and get to know, and I think this is what I was going to say about social media, actually, the first half of our life was, we didn't know everything about everybody when we met them because we went on social media or looked them up online and go, oh, they believe this. Oh, they're left. Oh, they're right. They're green. They're blue. They're purple. They're, you know what I mean? Like,
things were more personal back then, I feel like, individually. Like,
it was a mystery getting to know somebody. It was like learning a new song. Like, you know, when in Friday night videos or like a new song would come out and you'd be so excited to hear, like experience like the new Sleep Token album, mm-hmm. right? We were so excited to experience that. For me, that's what it's like meeting somebody new. Like, even our neighbor that we're super close, we love our neighbor. Every time we interact, we learn something new, right? We get to know them even more.
Absolutely.
Peeling back the layers, mm-hmm. the knowing of somebody, instead of getting this like online social media resume that goes, I like this, I don't like, I'm for this, I'm anti that.
There wasn't such a desire back then. There's this strange desire now, it seems like, for people to want to exert their opinions and their feelings and their views on all sorts of different things. When we were kids, nobody had any want to do that.
No.
That was personal stuff.
When we would eat with people, you know, I think that's why we love food. We love restaurants, but we love home cooked meals. Like, we love that time of cooking together, eating together, or even just like celebrating, right? The gatherings around food,
mm-hmm.
right? The conversations that you have, the incredible. But here's the thing for us. We didn't have, when we were growing up, I don't remember having debating conversations all the time with people. To be honest, I never really heard people discussing religion and politics like they do. And, you know, is it coming forward because things are shifting and changing and people are having this awakening? Is there a great awakening? Yes. So I do think that's part of it. Like, should we be talking about this stuff? Absolutely. But in a debate kind of, I'm right, you're left, you're red, you're blue, you know what I mean? Because
the
really
damn labels.
Right, but that's just the pitting against each other. So there are all those online narratives, which this might just be a whole nother podcast. There are online narratives and bots and paid narratives to get the battle between the people, right? To get people battling. And to go back to what you're saying about the book, to come full circle with this conversation, really, is if we would go back to getting to know each other as something enjoyable, right? Something fun, something magical or mysterious, or like reading that book and not knowing the ending to it because you're getting to know somebody. And when you said about jive and I said vibe, you know, here's the thing. We don't all jive and vibe with everybody. We don't all match vibration. It's not a one size fits all.
No, not at all. Take the time to read the book. Take the time to get to know the person.
If you feel like that's the book you want to, right? If you want to go there.
Of course.
But like if your intuition goes, oh no, that's not the book for me. I'm going to put that down. Yeah, but at the same time, what if you're missing out because you didn't even open the book? You didn't even give it a shot because you had judgment over the cover or you had a different perspective of the cover. Maybe you perceived and received, you know, in a different way that was expressed.
Maybe you received the book from somebody else and you thought, what? Why do they even think that I want to read this? And then you read it, you you open it, you get past the cover, and you read the foreword, and you're like, this book might be interesting. It could be, it could be the same thing, you know, in relationship and in life and meeting people and starting a new job and whatever.
I was just thinking job or opportunity. Like you think, oh, right? Now, again, I want to balance this with your intuition and your self-knowing, right? Like when it's not your jive, it's not your hive, it's not your vibe. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. I mean, like, it's true. You know, it's true. You can trust yourself, right? Your gut instinct, that second brain.
I hope most people get that reference.
Did we just show our Gen Xerness?
Maybe, probably.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, to be honest, the demographic for Lucid Life Vibes is 18 to 108. Like there's no, and it's men and women. It's both. That's why I wanted to have you on. This is why I love having you on. Now, Rhonda, RS Jewelry Lapidary, Rhonda is super excited about coming on a podcast. Actually, we have a few already planned with Rhonda. However, we're working out the technical details of not being side by side for a podcast. And so Rhonda is going to help me learn something new, and she's going to be on.
Cool.
But I'll tune in. I love Rhonda's perspective, and she's a Life Path 33. Yeah. So that's going to be a fun conversation to have with Rhonda. And you know, if you guys want me to talk about life path numbers and all that a little bit more, I'd be happy to. I have a different perspective of numbers, life path numbers, and star chart, and a lot of things. I have a different perspective, the way that I can decode and weave things together. And so I'm what's known as this bridge, a rainbow bridge, and I can bridge things, understanding, wisdom, knowledge, all that. But I'm also tuned in with time and space, temporal and dimensional, past, present, and future. And so I actually just bring a different perspective and knowing into that. So you guys let me know if that's something that you're interested in and you want to talk about. But let's go back to this book cover because I think that you just brought something really amazing forward about the perspective of things being book covers in everything in life, right? An opportunity, a relationship, maybe where you live, a home, right? A location. So if we just take this people, place, and thing idea with books, like a book cover. And what the difference of the people that only read the book covers and the titles, like people online that are just reading the titles of things because there's so much clickbait. I mean, how many times have you laughed and been like, oh, wow, that what they were talking about was the opposite of what the title was?
Oh, yeah. Happens all the time. Everybody experiences that.
That's a big thing on X, too.
You've been duped.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't read it.
Right. And so it's funny to me on X where people will post articles and blogs and information pieces for you to click through to go actually read the thing. and just discover more, and they will post the title, the clickbait is the actual opposite, to try to get you to the actual information. And if you go into the comments, you can tell the majority, I mean, there's a lot of bots as well, paid bots. That's a problem. But there are people that you can tell they only read the title. They didn't even click through because they're just railing over whatever the title was. And so can you imagine the mis and disinformation if people, if you're just reading a title to something?
Oh, absolutely. It's easy to construct a narrative if you can get the vast majority of people not reading into the info, at least a little bit read into it.
So before the internet, there were newspapers and magazines. People would do the same thing there. They would just read the, write the titles, the same thing, and not actually read the article. And so if you think about what pops up when you search something, if people are just, you know, searching and seeing what pops up, but they're not actually opening the book and going in and reading the information. So for me, this is partially kind of that TikTok brain. I know this seems random, like I just switched gears, but there is something called the TikTok brain. It's those very fast-paced videos, which I know you love the cat videos. You're not on TikTok, but you love Instagram.
I was on TikTok for a little while, and it's shockingly addictive.
Right. It's the TikTok brain. It's those fast moving like reels and videos, right? That are just seconds long that you're just and scroll, scroll, scroll. Yeah. It's like book cover, distraction, entertainment, entertainment, distraction. So is it good to laugh and have fun? Absolutely. I mean, I like those short videos, but are you diving in? Are you engaging? Are you learning? Like, are you actually reading a thing? Are you, is it inspiring you? Is it, or is it just creating this kind of drone zombie brain of scroll? It's interesting to me because I know that they throttled live streamers during the censorship, and it happened July of 2022. And I think live streamers on every platform, especially TikTok, were getting way more views than TV, cable, right? Like the media. And we were more of an influence and changing the narrative. And I think the reason that the net, because what happened is the network connection throttled. Now, it's not happening for gamers. It's not happening for some people. You know, if you have a really large following, then you're probably doing well. If you join some kind of agency, you know, but like what was happening before 2022 and the success with live streaming everywhere. And then all of a sudden everybody is being throttled and there's no network connection. And even if you pay to promote, it's not doing, I mean, there's a drastic change, something changed. And I think that that was throttled, for sure. So that we couldn't speak. Where was I going with that before? I got really sidetracked. The TikTok brain, the fast moving stuff and yes. Not. Yeah.
The dopamine hits.
That's exactly it. It's interesting to me because I said, oh, people are just going to swipe to the next live. Like if they can't get a good connection with my live and it's glitched or it's looping, they'll just switch to the next one. If I'm not on TikTok anymore, they'll swipe to the next live stream. Now, has that happened? No, a lot of people will go wherever I am because they know that the live stream is about the chat. And it's like this podcast. We're just having conversations and thought experiments.
Right.
But I have, you know, I've seen this. It's like people are like, oh, swipe next. Oh, swipe next. Just being entertained and distracted. And it doesn't matter. They'll just get it, their dopamine hit from somebody else. They'll just get their message from somebody else. They'll just get their, you know, their inspiration from somebody else. But when will they move into action, right? Open the book cover of something and actually read a thing or do a thing or discover a thing or step forward.
It's amazing how much you can learn just by, skimming through something or, you know, getting an idea of what it's about. I have people say to me, not all the time, but, man, you're so smart. And I'm like, nah, I just know a little bit about a lot of stuff.
No, he's the most intelligent person I've ever met. He truly, it's incredible, his perspective, all the angles, all the, and how neutral he can be. And he's unoffended, doesn't take things personally. It's truly incredible.
I have a screen named Wandering Dabbler, and it's perfect for me because if you just dabble around in stuff and learn a little bit about a lot of things, it opens your horizons to a lot of stuff. It helps you not be narrative driven. It helps you to think outside of the box. I never stick to one specific belief. I'm always changing.
Well, you're just open to learning and going, oh, okay, there's the next thing. Oh, that, because you do have beliefs. You do believe things.
To me, it's key to empathy.
Perspective is empathy. Absolutely. I mean, but you don't have to walk a mile in their shoes. You don't have to feel their emotion. You don't have to experience their blood, sweat, tears to see a perspective. But see, a lot of people will label themselves as, I'm an empath. Oh, empathy. Oh, I feel everything. I think everything. I know everything. Well, first of all, empathy is, we have that with our intuition. It's also a psychic ability. So can we psychically tune in mentally, emotionally, physically? Yes. And yet we can, but we can choose to tune in or tune that out. So I believe that a lot of people that label themselves as an empath, because all humans have that ability, but most people, it's because they're so hyper-focused on everybody else and not themselves. And they're literally thinking what they're thinking. They're picking up their emotions. They're picking up their pain. And they think that this is something they have to do. They don't have to do that.
No, I think empathy is almost 100% completely perspective driven, not emotionally driven.
Yeah.
If you drive emotion into it and you can understand every single person and every single perspective's emotion on it, you'd be torn apart as an empath, I think.
But that's what a lot of people claim.
So it's more about the understanding of perspective and being able to see the perspective that you're maybe not in, or I'm having a hard time explaining that one maybe, but hopefully that's coming across.
It is coming across. And it's interesting because I mentioned somebody in my coaching, right? Talking about, I wish everybody could experience the self-knowing. It's amazing. And for me, it just goes back to what you say about the book of you, like opening the book of you and not, you know, a lot of people will allow other people to create their book covers, right? They'll allow other people to label them. They'll allow other people to say who they are. And so I say, be labelless. You know, be free to be who you are. Give yourself the freedom and extend that to others. And we shouldn't be creating other people's book covers. You know, that's for them to do. That's that, you know, it's kind of like the 80s, that personal expression, being able to express yourself and be who you are. And so the person in my coaching, I completely lost that thought when I was circling around in that story. There was a dragonfly out the window. I was having that dog moment, that inner child moment. Oh, look, a dragonfly.
My brain was on actually putting labels on empaths. Because maybe, you know, I guess you could be an emotional empath where you...
Well, it's part, it's one of...
Truly just feel the emotion.
Okay, but that's one of the psychic abilities, and we're going to be talking about that. So part of our intuition is that... Is that psychic knowing, is this my jive? Is this my hive? Is this my vibe? Like, is that person for you or not? And even when it comes to human behavior, like body language, and I've talked about this before, like with true crime, you know, you'll listen to interrogations or like cops tell stories where they would be interviewing someone, like a neighbor after a crime or whatever, and they could smell their neighbor lying, or they could smell, you know what I'm saying? The predator, like, right. They could just sniff them out. They just knew it was them. We do have that inner navigational system with that, the empathy to know, but because it's not a one size fits all. We're all going to pick up on that differently for ourselves. But then when you go into the psychic abilities, now you're talking. Now that's when you can pick up mentally, emotionally, and physically. And so what's going on with people that label themselves as an empath is I think they're either hyper-focused on other people and not themselves, or maybe they are super tuned in through that psychic ability and they really pick up emotionally or physically. So when I'm shopping, when I go grocery shopping and just shopping, I'm using all my psychic abilities. However, I have had to turn off the empath aspect when it comes to other people, because I will tune into people around me as I'm shopping and what's going on with them, and it's heavy. And so what I'm doing when I'm shopping is I'm attempting to use my psychic abilities to tune into the things I'm buying, right? Like, is it good? Right? Is this good for me? And I'm using some applied kinesiology. But I learned that when I was shopping, I was picking up on all the people around me. So like, if we're at Costco and, you know, there's a million people in the building and there's so much emotion going on, it is overwhelming. You know, just the same with some people that are picking up mentally, they can hear everybody's thoughts, just this constant chatter, this telepathy, because people are constantly sending and receiving. And so I do think some people are in that empathic receive from other people, and some other people are constantly sending. And so, yeah, are there some people that are just receiving what other people are sending out all the time? Yeah. And especially you can be tuned into the negative, the heavy, or the light and the higher. So for example, there have been times where I'm feeling heavy, I'm feeling down, and I start picking up on everybody around me and their down feelings. It's like, man, is everybody struggling? Because I'm so tuned into that. But then the days that I'm lighter and higher, looking up at the clouds, right, I'm not picking up on any of that. Because my vibration is higher. Like, what I'm aware of is a higher vibration. So I think it's a combination of what are you tuned in? What is your vibration? Also, picking up on fear is the easiest thing for most people. Reading fear is the easiest thing. It's so easy. Most people, they're just wearing their fear on the outside. And so I think when it comes to, you know, empathy and being an empath, again, it's not a one size fits all. Because some people are just going to label it like, and a lot of people feel a victim to it. Oh, I'm a victim to other people's feelings. Oh, and I think it's a combination of, you know, again, if you would direct the mirror back to self, right? Open your own book cover, go into self, know what's happening with you. And then you'll know what's happening with everybody around you. Because the inside is the truth. Outside is subject to illusions.
Well, and the book covers that we put up today are not accurate representations of who we really are. So we need to kind of rewrite our book covers, a lot of us.
Well, that's part of this great awakening. And, you know, I think that also goes back to people that post everything on social media. Their belief system changes. This is why you say, you know, I'm open to whatever's next, like whatever comes. It's, you have a foundation of who you are and where you are. You do have a foundation of a belief system, but it's open. Because you know you're evolving and growing. And we're all going through this holy, holy moment. There's more going on, right? Like, mm-hmm. So much has been hidden and suppressed. Well, we threw around this word work right before we sat down with our coffee for this podcast. And this is something that's really been coming forward. And I think we can all feel this. And I think this is a great example of something that's heavy versus light, right? Something that's controlling versus freedom. And I also think it's truly a part of this kind of great awakening that we're going through. You know, for me, it's not spiritual. It's not religious. It's not New Age. Something is different. Something is going on, right? Like, Alice. We're no longer in, or maybe that's Dorothy. We're no longer in Kansas.
Alice in Wonderland and Dorothy. Wizard of Oz.
That's an interesting combination. Alice and Dorothy. Something is changing. Earth is different. Our Earth experience is different. I mean, even just with technology, right? We've now had two or three interstellar objects come into our awareness where even science is like, oh yeah, those, that's an interstellar object. Something's going on there. That's not natural. Something's going on there. And things have changed. And for me, I felt it between the year 2000 and the year 2022. Things like Earth is different. Things are different. And I keep saying that everything's shifting and changing. And it is. Everything. Even money and currency is shifting and changing. I mean, we saw that video from 54 years ago with money and gold and all that, and how the lack and limitation was put on money. And when you go back to the creation of public school in the United States of America, it was to train up a workforce. So the creation of the public school in the United States of America was not about education, learning, growing. It was to train up a workforce. And along the way, it became more of babysitting because parents had to go to work for 8 hours a day. So let's make school a work schedule. And so what happened was they trained up a workforce and the workforce had to work. So they created the school to train up more workforce during those hours. This is why school and jobs have these common hours. It creates this workforce mentality. So what is the word work?
To do, to task.
To complete a task.
Yeah.
To make something, to create something, to create a task.
Yes. But it doesn't have to be physical in nature.
But then it evolved over time.
Yes. When you start researching it, it seems as though the word work wasn't rooted necessarily in physical labor. It was more of mental tasking and the idea, I guess, of completing something.
But then it evolved into the physical completing task, doing something.
Yes.
So work. And really, there's so many other words that we could create. Like, first of all, I don't know anybody that likes to do work. Nobody. I don't. That is not a positive word for me. It's one of my least favorite words. And if public school is to train up a workforce, right? A force of people that complete jobs, complete tasks. Can't AI and robots complete a task?
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's about following directions. Do this on repeat.
Yes.
So when you move up higher out of that workforce mentality, you find out that work can be creating, making, solving, shaping, molding. So what happens when what you're doing and the tasks that you're completing aren't work? Right? Like, for me, I feel like in the year 2025, work is something you don't want to do, but you have to do. And so it brings up this word motivation. You don't need to be motivated to do things you want to do. when you love life and you love what you're doing, you pop right out of bed. You're so excited. Like, look at kids that are like, oh, it's day. Like, let's get up. That was our son. He didn't waste a minute of daylight. He's popping up, right? So, yeah, this idea of like working. And so there's this vibration of like doing what you love with the people you love, right? Creating this wanted life. So really, if you separate, what is the purpose of working? It's for money, right? Or for learning, or for getting something you want. To do the work. So is this work that you want to accomplish? Because when I'm growing things and I'm in my garden growing food and herbs, it's not work for me. I love it. It's enjoyable. The pest management, because I'm an organic gardener, that could be a little bit of work, right? You see the difference? Like, what feels like work and what isn't work?
Comes down to perspective again.
Right. And you don't need to be motivated to do the things that you want to do. You know, like, here's a perspective. Like, let's just break this down and simplify this. My cat. I scoop my litter box every single day for my cat. Every day I scoop it. I do not complain or have a negative thought while I'm scooping the litter box, because I know that that means my cat is healthy. And by me scooping it every day creates a healthy atmosphere for him and environment. And I don't want it to stink, right? And so I feel like scooping the litter box is not work. It's not negative. And it's just part of my little daily handful of chores that I do. That's part of my lifestyle. And so I think it comes kind of down to this idea of lifestyle as well. I mean, our book, doesn't that include our lifestyle? Like, there's the book of us, right? Like, who we are. And then it opens and extends to our lifestyle and what we create from there.
And mowing the lawn is not yard work for me.
Right.
It's yard zen.
Zen. Well, you always say that you receive and you're meditating when you do dishes and mow the yard.
Yeah, that kind of quote unquote work is really, it is like zen time. It's meditation time. I don't even think about the yard work.
Right. And it feels good to sweat.
I'm kind of not liking the word yard work all of a sudden.
Okay, so that leads me to this idea of light worker. How can you work light? You can't work light. How can you finish the task of light? You are light. You can't work light. It's the same thing with intuition and psychic abilities. You don't work it. There's no task. You're tuning into it. It's an inner navigational system. They're tools. It's an experience. It's an exploration. It's a discovery. It's potential. You know, it's interesting because the unknown can be really scary and full of fear for the subconscious and ego. But the unknown is actually potential. That's where the possible possibilities are. That's where the future. So our present moment is a future moment. And I think that's what I was going to say earlier about the person in my coaching, is this past, present, and future as well. And like the book of that. You can close the chapter. You know, you can close the book. You can be like the end on your past and make that a past life.
Put some volumes in your library of yourself.
Yeah, volumes. I love that, volumes. So for me, I feel like I'm on my third lifetime in this experience. I feel like there was that first life before you and I got married. And then there's the life of raising our son. But now he's an adult. And now I feel like we're on our third life. You know, so I have closed the book on past lives for myself here on planet Earth. That's not in play anymore. That's not part of my current story. And I also know there's a future volume, right? A future book for sure. And we're writing those right now. So your future present moment is a present moment just like this one. And if you're just spending all of your time replaying all the thoughts, right, from the past and the unwanted and the trauma and what other people say, or even you're in the present moment right now and you're so caught up in lack and limitation and jealousy, envy, right? Like all the unwanted guilt, shame, blame. And that creates that stuck feeling. That creates the stagnation. But when you can allow those pages to turn or those books to be closed and say, the end, that's over, you can write a new story. You can move forward. But part of that is unknown, right? Like you got to be open. Are you open to the possible possibilities? Are you open to the potential?
I like this. Create a library of your life for yourself, not one giant volume. I like this a lot. You know, sometimes you go back and you look at old pictures of yourself and you're like, holy cow, glad I'm not that person anymore. Or it could be the other way around. You might not like where you are and you look at a picture and you're like, man, really liked that person back then. You create volumes, you create books. You have a history to look on and grow from and move forward at and reflect on. And
you know, life is bittersweet. It really is. It is bittersweet. Life is a bittersweet symphony. And I mean, the same goes for when we were talking about intuition and psychic abilities. When you're tuned into something you don't like and you don't want, that's bitter. But the clarity and the knowing is sweet. Part of this is clearing, deleting, transmuting all that no longer serves you and your highest good across all time, space, dimensions, and realities. This transmutation. There's an in and out. In and out. We have to let go of the bitter. We have to let go of the things that are heavy so we can experience that lighter. And so, you know, like this word work is a perfect experience. And I think that this is, again, part of this great awakening. People are awakening to them, their book, and then awakening to this larger book of what's going on. There is more to you. There is more to what's happening on planet Earth.
If you're going to work at anything, work on yourself.
You are the greatest investment you will ever make. Absolutely. And you know, seriously, making an investment is believing in the future. Just like, you know, the quote, planting a seed is investing in the future, or believing in the future. It is an investment. Think about the things that you're investing in, you know, is work. The things that you do that you label work an investment, is it moving you somewhere? Well, maybe it's providing the money that you need right now, right? But maybe you can shift your perspective around that book. You see, like, what if all the things you were working for, you could see as a book, right? And open that workbook and shift your perspective of why you're doing that. And maybe it's just temporary because you're creating the new thing. You're doing the new thing. It's just temporary. You know, we did not have a script for this. We didn't have a plan. We were just feeling this. And I didn't know where it was going to go, but I'm glad we opened this book. And I'm glad that it's taken us here, because it is self-discovery, but it's also creating that lifestyle. And then we're all co-creating this larger Earth experience right now. And who wants to work? And who wants to work for $2.13 an hour? You know what I mean? Like, can you believe people make $2.13 an hour? They do. What's minimum wage? $7.25?
Somewhere around there.
Right? Working. Having to work for something. Things are shifting and changing. And part of this is, why do we do the things that we do? What does it mean? Like, what are these words that we're using? How does that serve you? And why are you doing those things? And being able to shift your perspective so that you can shift your reality and create what you want. I believe freedom is the vibration right now, giving yourself the freedom. And who wants to work? Who wants to be a part of just, right, when AI can do that, robots can do that. And so where's the safety? Where's the security? Where's that security blanket? Where's that security net? It's in who you are. It's in your self-knowing. And you know what's incredible is that we can learn anything right now. And I think a lot of us are looking back at our schooling, like, right? And going, whoa, we really were just being trained to be a part of a workforce. Like, it really wasn't about learning and growing. And history is being rewritten right now as well. So the history books are going to be changing. Our future is changing. I mean, just looking at money and gold and currency and what's happening with quantum banking and cryptocurrency. The tide is shifting. Things are changing. And you can't work light. This idea of breath work, it's innate to breathe. You don't have to work your breath. Do you need to focus on the breath? Slow the breath, right? That's a different conversation than working the breath and breath work. Life shouldn't be work. It should be enjoyment. It should be about growing and creating. Solving, right? Molding, shifting. Like, what's the point? What's the why?
Find an adjective instead of work.
Yeah, find an I love this. What's the adjective? What's the adjective? Yes. Like, what's the point? It's to grow. It's to expand. It's to become. It's, right? And so that, you know, it's part of what's schooling about? What's doing the work about? Well, there's a journey, but there's destinations along the way. There's summit moments, right? So maybe sometimes you feel like you are working because you're climbing that mountain, right? Trying to get to the next summit, the next summit. Mike always says the next light post, like you're just getting to you keep moving till you get to the next light post, you keep going. But you get to that point of, why am I doing this? Like, what's the story that I'm writing here? And so when you stop and center in self, and read your own book. Write your own book. You're the gateway. Your thoughts, your words, they create everything. Absolutely. If you knew how powerful your thoughts and words were, you would never think an unwanted thought or speak an unwanted word. And so I say, let's ditch the word work and grasp and embrace, inspire. Inspire means to breathe. There's no work about that. What inspires you? And allow yourself to stand in the mirror. What do you see? What do you know? If there's something you don't like, that's okay. You can change that. You can let go of the things that no longer serve you and your highest good. You can allow yourself to be authentic to who you are and to embody your truth. I think that there's never been a greater time than right now for humans to be who they are and step into their truth. There is a freedom right now. And personally, I don't think it has anything to do with spirituality, religion, whatever this new age word is. For me, it's biology. It's what we know about ourselves. And we did know as children. And it's a matter of remembering who you are and not allowing other people to write your book. Giving yourself the freedom.
Never grow up.
Yeah.
Never grow old.
Yeah, that's, you know, yeah. There is no old, unless you think there is. Absolutely. Well, I think it's time to close the book on this podcast. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for being here. And I'll see you in the next one.